Look at it! A man has spent his life probing the secrets of such a power.
And the sound! I swear I can almost hear voices shouting up out of the water! Steiner was right! I wouldn't have missed this for the world!
Let's all stretch your pen, Watson! A worthy subject for your prose!
Holmes! No sarcasm! No comments about cheap romanticism and pandering to the magic!
Oh, no, my friend! Not here! Not today!
Did you hear something?
Over there! Let's get back to more secure ground!
Hey, Dr. Watson! Base!
I'm Watson.
This note! This note, Doctor, for you!
It's from Herr Steiler. An English lady has just arrived at the hotel. Gravely ill, he says.
Yeah, Herr Doctor, Blutung.
I'm sorry?
Hemorrhage.
Steiler says he's asking for an English doctor. He doesn't think she'll live.
You must go.
Yes, I'm afraid I must. I can't refuse. Will you come back with me?
No, I believe I'll go on.
Alone? Are you sure?
Herr Doctor, most urgent, Herr Steiner said.
Yes, I'm coming.
I shan't be alone. This lad can stay with me and be my guide on to Rosenlaue. I'll wait for you there.
How will that be? You will stay? Wegweisen Sie mein Freund nach Rosenlaue?
Ja, das will ich, mein Herr.
Very well. I'll be back with you as soon as I can.
Take care, Watson.
As soon as I can.
Now, Rosenlaue.
Wie lang ist... Mein Junge? Wo sind Sie? Hey!
Save your breath, Mr. Sherlock Holmes.
I trust he's no worse.
Doctor?
You didn't write this? There's no sick Englishwoman here.
Sick Englishwoman? Certainly not. I wrote nothing.
Oh, my God.
Dr. Watson! Hey, Dr. Watson!
Think.
He's gone on to Rosenlaue. Exactly as we were. Oh, God. Still leaning against the rocks, exactly where I had last seen him, was Holmes' alpenstock. The sight of it turned me sick and cold. He had not gone to Rosenlaue. I stood for a minute or two to collect myself, for I was dazed with the terror of the thing. Then I began to think of Holmes' own methods, and to try to practice them. It was only too easy to do. There were two lines of footprints, clearly marked in the wet ground. Both led to the end of the path overlooking the falls. There were none returning.
Dear God, they must have fought hand to hand.
Holmes!
As I retrieved Holmes' alpenstock, something bright and gleaming caught my eye. It was his silver cigarette case,